At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hi, Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. So I've been sick all week. We've been talking about rating our spouses A to F on how well they take care of you when you're sick. So I thought I would call my husband, Tom, who's been dealing with me all week long. Hi, honey.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm feeling great. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. Well, I gave you a grade on how you've been taking care of me the last few days. Kendra, do you want to tell him what it is?
First, I want to ask you, Tom, what do you think she graded you?
Oh, God.
Is this like over 30 years of marriage, or is it over the past few days?
Past few days.
Let's just go the last few days.
I would say past few days, B minus.
Oh, my God. No, I gave you an A minus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because,
can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
How would you grade me for how well I took care of you in Florida when you had sun poisoning?
Oh, that's right. An F. No, I had sun poisoning and I was in bed shaking, like convulsing. And I said, I think we need to go to like an emergency care.
And he said,
you'll be fine. And he rolled over and went to sleep. That was an F.
Your skin was blistering off
her
body.
Oh, my skin was blistering. I was shivering and shaking. You were such an F. So I feel like now you're trying to redeem yourself. So this time around, I have to say, you got me cough medicine, cough drops. You brought soup. You went grocery shopping for me yesterday. So the only reason I gave you an A minus is because you didn't actually like heat up the soup and bring it to me.
Oh my God.
All right.
So you have some work to do.
So Tom, let me ask you, how is she as a patient when she's sick? How would you grade her as a sick patient? Is she demanding, super high maintenance? Tell us the truth.
I wouldn't say demanding, but I would say when Sue's sick, everybody knows it.
That's fair.
She's been talking about a lot of the air this week, I think. She's been calling all of her friends, all of her relatives. But I will say this past weekend, she put on a really good front because she was not feeling well while we were away with our family for graduation. And she did a good job of keeping that to herself.
Yeah, I rallied. Come on, I rallied.
Wait. I got to go back to the fact that she's calling everybody to tell them that she's sick.
I call my mother a lot and go, Mom, I don't feel good.
I love that you let everybody know that you're sick. Oh my God.
I'm like, you might feel better if you took a nap instead of calling everybody you know to talk about how sick you are.
Oh my God.
See, this is the truth. This is what I want.
You're going to be in the doghouse in a minute. You were looking really good, and now you're going to be in the doghouse, buddy.
Tom, how would you grade her when you're sick? How does she serve you when you're not feeling good?
Oh, I would say A. But I also think I'm a pretty easy patient.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless I'm really, really sick, I'll just say, no, I'm fine. I don't need anything.
That's how he is. Yeah. So, he's not as needy as I am, and he doesn't have to tell everybody he knows he's sick.
I don't think he probably tells anybody he's sick.
No, he doesn't.
You're making phone calls. Go to sleep.
But I've never been quiet.
Yeah, it's not
in
your nature.
I want to know, what did Steven get?
Oh God. Mm. I don't even want to talk about it. No, Tom, I rated both me and Steven a C minus for both of us equally, because with the kids, it's always like anytime somebody has even a whiff of a sniffle, the other one is like, oh no, you're not leaving me hanging here on my own.
Yeah.
Like, let's
no,
go.
Steven is ghosting us.
Another question. Is it different for when you're sick versus when you get an injury or you hurt yourself?
No, they're equal.
They're equal.
It's like when somebody is down and out, doesn't matter what it is, it's like, oh, God, no.
But
mad
Tom,
sick end
so
injury.
So Kendra gave Steven a C-minus, and we're trying to get his reaction on the air, and he's ghosting us. So let's
not
just...
Not available?
Not available. So let's just say I think he might be a little angry.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, honey. Well, thank you for...
He's a great guy.
I know. Thank you so much for weighing in. Love you.
I love you. You're sounding better, too.
Yeah, I am. Thanks, hon. Bye-bye.